As Major Taylor's grandson, his only grandchild, I feel deeply honored to be here. And I must admit, this is difficult for me. And I've given, I don't know, hundreds of talks, speeches, briefings in my military career. But this is very different. It's hard. I guess the reason is I care. I care a great deal. So bear with me, please. I want to tell you a story, briefly. The story of being here today, physically being here. We were invited to attend several months ago, and I thought, fine, we'll go, be very appropriate. And we'll go and stay in Boston, in a hotel, the Back Bay Hilton, where my son Greg is the general manager. He's here today. Well, then about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I looked at a map, a Massachusetts map, and I should have known. Boston is 40 plus miles from Worcester. Is that the way you pronounce it? Worcester? I'm learning. Ms. Tolman recommended the Hilton Garden Inn in Worcester. So I looked that up and got it up on a computer and thought about the distance and the time. I can't drive back and forth to Boston. Got to stay in Worcester. Okay, so where to stay? She said Hilton Garden Inn. So I got that up on the computer and tried to make a reservation. It's 2 or 3 weeks ago. And it said, not available. And I thought, why wouldn't it be available? Why would the hotel be booked solid 2 or 3 weeks in advance? I sat there staring at the computer, and at the top of the screen, it had the address, the Hilton Garden Inn, 25 Major Taylor Boulevard. And I had a blinding flash. Worcester is celebrating my grandfather, a genuine American hero, and it brought tears to my eyes. My grandfather passed 76 years ago, this month, about 2 months before I was born. So I never knew him. And my mother didn't talk very much about him until recently. She passed in 2005. But a few years before that, she began to tell me things about him and her life as a child. I realized then and now that my mother felt a bit guilty, responsible, the sad circumstances surrounding his death, and she, of course, was not responsible in any way. And she was also embarrassed by the great amount of attention that she got by being his daughter. Some of you gentlemen here are guilty of talking to her, calling her, wanting interviews, writing articles, books, a movie. It went on, and she was always somewhat embarrassed because it was reflected glory. And I feel that because I have done essentially nothing to enhance his legacy. I understand some things about him that have been mentioned today. His determination under adverse circumstances racing on Sunday. No alcohol, no tobacco, no swearing, and a forgiving spirit toward his enemies and adversaries. It's character. And then he had, obviously, a great deal of courage, both physical and moral. I don't know much about courage, but I do know something about danger. because I've been through my share of physical danger. But reflecting on that, particularly Vietnam, where I commanded a battalion of about 800 soldiers, I had the loyalty of most of my soldiers, and my officers were supportive. In other words, I was never alone. I always had other men with me. And that kept me going, got me through it. But Major Taylor faced his battles essentially alone. His wife and a few others, of course, supported him. But he had a type of courage that I don't really comprehend. I can just imagine. I think today, Major Taylor would be very proud of this monument. In his quiet way, he would be proud. But I think he would be more proud of his descendants, starting with my mother. She was an athlete in her own right. She attended Sargent. And she was the first director of women's physical education at my alma mater, our family college in West Virginia, West Virginia State University. My mother, the first women's physical education director. She mentioned to me a few times about how the other instructors looked at her strangely because she was walking around in a gym costume. Well, she persevered at that. And later, during World War II, she was a Red Cross field director in Europe. She went ashore at Normandy about 2 weeks after D-Day and made her way to Paris. And she directed a Red Cross club there and later another in Reims. My mother. Then I have five children. All of them I'm proud of course. All of them achievers in various fields of endeavor. My first son, Dallas the third, is a retired Army colonel. My second son, Greg, is sitting there. Greg, stand up. Greg is a general manager of the Hilton Back Bay in Boston. He's been a manager at several Hilton hotels. He worked up from a bellhop many years ago. I'm quite proud of him. My first daughter, Jan. Jan, stand up, baby. Jan is a government attorney in Boston. Why are they around here? I don't know. Luck of the draw. I guess it's a good thing that they're here. My second daughter, Karen, is a writer. Stand up, baby. She's also the family historian and a legal representative in matters concerning Major Taylor. Some of you will probably be dealing with her. The last daughter, Barbara, she's an accountant. She's not here. Well, you can see why Major Taylor would have good reason to be proud of this group, one and all. I certainly am. I want to add my thanks to that of others, to Lynn Tolman. She had some help from several of you who are here, but she built this organization. She's responsible for it. She doesn't get paid. Get this done, this beautiful monument for my grandfather. I think, Karen, I'll turn it over to you for further comments from the Taylor Brown Donovan family.